بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إله واحدا ونحن له مسلمون صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله. This is a great ni'mat and bounty of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah Ta'ala has brought us here for the fikr of deen. We are sitting here because we have some concern, some fikr within our hearts for the deen of our families and our children. And we know well that the first madrasa for any child is the lap of the mother. That is where the child will pick up habits, how to speak, how to react, how to reply, how to eat, how to drink, how to change, how to speak. The child hears and listens and learns from the parent. In Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Allah Ta'ala took you out from the wombs of your mothers. لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. You knew nothing whatsoever. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. The Qudrat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. If only a mother, a Muslim mu'min mother, has to know the amount of Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat that works within her. The amount of attention that she draws from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is amazing. Just because she has iman, and just for to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat right now is working within me. And then how I have to display my shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala after Allah ta'ala brings the baby into this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that after Allah ta'ala removes and takes out the child from the womb of the mother, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. And Allah ta'ala makes divine from His side. لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ. Allah Ta'ala opens the hearing of the child. Mother can't do it. It's only Allah. That's why the child has to learn from young that you belong to Allah. Your ummi belongs to Allah. Your abba belongs to Allah. We can't do anything what we want to do. Our minds from Allah. Our lives from Allah. Our style from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Our habits according to Sunnah. You didn't come on your own accord. I didn't come on my own accord. You are a slave of Allah, I'm also a slave of Allah. Allah Ta'ala gave us whatever we have. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, like how we see it with the children, that listen, you're not listening to me. I told you to do this. I told you don't do that. I warned you. وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ. Allah Ta'ala says also, I'm warning you in regards to myself. I'm also warning you in regards to myself. You should say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. That, oh Allah, we have heard and we obey. Not like the Jews, سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا. We heard but we don't obey. And now we say, very difficult, can't do it, have to do something else. Allah says, I give you everything. You can't listen to me? How we tell the children? Did I make myself clear? Do you understand? I will not repeat myself. Allah repeats over and over again. That, oh my Bandi, will you listen also? What I want you to do, how I want you to react, what you must not do. Then the children will do the same. Coming back to the ayat, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala activates the power of hearing within the child. When the child is born, then very quickly Allah tabarak wa ta'ala opens the hearing of the child, activates it, the child can hear the sounds around him or her. وَالْأَبْصَارَ. Then Allah ta'ala activates the sight of the child. This is tartib. The Quran is teaching even the scientists science. The doctors also medicine. And Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. So what Allah Ta'ala activates first. First the hearing, the child can hear, but can't see as yet. Then Allah Ta'ala opens the eyesight. وَالْأَبْصَارَ. Then the child can see. And the mother calls the child and she says, he's looking at me, he's turning his head. You're not doing anything, Allah is doing it. But then as the child grows up, then you make the child believe that everything can do for you besides Allah. You have to go to school. You have to do this. That will do for you. If I'm not here, what are you going to do? By all these lines, you're spoiling the yaqeen of the child. You're spoiling the conviction of the child. By saying words like these, if I'm not here, if you don't do that. So Allah Ta'ala says, I am the one. Activates the hearing. You can't do it as a parent. No doctor can do it either. Then the eyes, the power of sight. Wal afida, and then the hearts, the power of comprehension, to understand. Now the child sees how the parent is speaking, how they form the words, how they react. Now it comprehends. It can see, the child can see, and it can comprehend and think, and then the child mimics. First the hearing, then the sight, and then comprehension. The child begins to understand. And the child's mind like a sponge. If you have to put the sponge in water and you squeeze it out, water will come out. Put it in milk and squeeze it out, milk will come out. Put the child in the environment of deen, deen will come out. We have to understand this, deen will come out from the child. But we are afraid, I don't want to be too hard on the children. They'll go astray, they'll go off, they'll rebel. Why have bad thoughts of Allah? Why have bad thoughts of Allah? Think good of Allah. Allah will make tarbiyat. By me thinking like this shows my tarbiyat is not made. There's only one way of life. And then Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, that people will say that you are so difficult, you are so hard, and you don't want them to do this, and they must not do that. I'm not saying it, Allah is saying it. Look after the iman of my children. And just to imagine, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, what a great Nabi of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The grandson of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, from Ibrahim, then Ishaq, and then Yaqub. Allah Ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ. Were you there? Were you present at the time when Maut presented itself to Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam? In his last moments, the Nabi of Allah, so much Qurbani, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was taken away from him. How close he got to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ. He's on his deathbed. He turns to his sons. إِذْ قَالَ. Quran depicts it. Remember the time when he said, لِبَنِيهِ, to his children, to his sons, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. The Nabi of Allah is asking his sons, what will you worship after me? What I ask my children, what you'll do? What you gonna eat? What you gonna play? There's no talk of akhirat. And then we say, don't be too heavy. We hardly started the effort of deen. We hardly started the effort of deen and already want to put the brakes. Then take it easy. As we mentioned many times with the brothers also, Allah Ta'ala forgive the ummah and us, and myself also, where there's no more fear left of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. As if Allah cannot do anything to me. There's no more fear of Allah. And the children perceive this. That's why we are going here. There's music playing. There's immodesty. The dressing is not according to Shariat. We get used to these environments. So they see it. They get accustomed to it. They don't feel the heat of the sin that is on right now. The heat of the heater they feel. The coolness of the aircon they feel. But the heat of sin, they don't feel it. They feel the heat of good deeds in the masjid. The youngsters don't want to come to the masjid. It's too hot in there right now. The bayan is too heavy. Let's go chill out to some iced coffee in an environment where there's no deen whatsoever. Here we're comfortable. Oh young girl, oh young boy, where did you get this from? Where is it coming from? That is our ulama saying that we as parents don't have that fear of Allah anymore. I'll put foot over here. I'll do this. I'll speak as I want to. I'll say what I want. I'm a confident young woman, young girl, young lady, young mother, confident young man. I can handle my life. They're perceiving it. They say the parents now don't fear any God. They don't fear any Almighty, any Allah. So there's no fear of Allah, and the children have no Allah. They have no Allah. What was happening before in Western countries, and it should take time to come down to us, is coming overnight. Where even they have to swear to, they swear in the name of the God. Children nowadays are questioning, is there a God? Because we're doing everything, we're going everywhere, and everywhere we go, this godlessness, there's no God here right now, everything's free. Everything is open. There's no commands of Quran, no sunnahs. So it seems life is very rosy and very comfortable. Everybody's having fun right now, and there's nothing about Allah here right now. But life is so much of fun when there's no Allah. Now when we say, let's go for namaz, oh, we have to go now. So they've been exposed to the filth of dunya. Now deen has become a challenge. The parents have no fear of Allah, and the kids have no Allah. Allah protect them. And then a very fine point ulama are discussing now. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us understanding. Very fine point. Whatever we are doing of our deen is based upon our Islam. Because I'm wearing kurta, I'm going for majlis, I'm going in the path of Allah, I'm going in jamaat, I'm feeding jamaats, I'm wearing the burqa, wearing niqab. So whatever amal I'm doing is based upon my outward profile. That's why I'm doing certain deeny activities, but when I get a chance to get out of it, then I'll do otherwise. Exactly. When the Bedouins came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, qalatil arabu amanna. The Bedouins came and they said to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, amanna. That we believe. Iman has to do with the heart. Islam has to do with the limbs. Iman is connected to the heart. And Islam is connected to the outer, to the limbs. So they said, amanna, we believe. From within our hearts we believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent wahi. Qul, say to them, lam tu'minu, you haven't believed as yet. The belief hasn't come in you, the true iman. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ Iman hasn't come into your hearts as yet. وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا Rather you should say we became Muslim. We become Muslim. We haven't... Iman hasn't come into the heart. What is Iman? The next ayat Allah Ta'ala describes what is Iman. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا This is what you want in your children. Where Iman will come in them. I don't need anything else besides the sunnah. I don't want to go anywhere else besides where I should be going. I don't feel comfortable there. That's why we mentioned the unfortunate thing, we feel comfortable in all the places where Fatima radiallahu anha will feel uncomfortable. I'm comfortable there. Away, there's discomfort, we feel comfortable, we're supposed to feel comfortable, we're not comfortable. We'll go for one ta'alim, the lady didn't give me a good face, I'm not going back. But whether the waiter in that certain restaurant, but the food was good. We'll go again there. But we'll make a noise also. But for deen, I won't make the qurbani. Illa mashallah. Who's the true believer? إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ Allah Ta'ala describes who the true believers are. Those. They are those. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ The believers are only those. آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ They have firm iman in Allah. Firm iman in Allah, they're conscious of Allah right now. Before they utter, before they look, before they type, before they make any movement, they are aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't become neglectful and forget. وَرَسُولِهِ And they believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The command of Allah is absolute, final. Entire creation is deaf, dumb, blind. Can't help me, can't cause harm, can't cause benefit. Can't harm me, can't benefit me. Entire makhluk is only makhluk and creation. Only my Allah does for me. Everyone is blind. Where parda hijab, I'm doing it for Allah. I get affected only by Allah. My emotions for Allah. Dictated by Shariat. This is Iman. Believe in Allah. My Allah's command is absolute. It's final. Qiyamah's day, nobody will help me. That man, why are you doing this? Why are you going there? Why are you taking your children? Why are you wearing parda? How come you're not coming? You're not coming for this function or that. I'm living for Allah, not for the makhluk. You will have to go one day, I'll have to go one day. You can't come into my qabr and say, I'll help you out. I'm alone. So I got to practice. They say, learn to leave before you leave. Learn to leave before you leave. Learn to leave your family and children before you have to leave. Got to prepare them now quickly. There's no time. Because we don't know when we're going to leave. That bed will be empty one day. The other side of the bed, the pillow will be empty, either me or you. But we have to go. Somebody has to go. It's definite. The time is already stipulated. Iman in Allah wa Rasulih in His Rasul. What is Iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I only know His style. My children only know these are sunnats. We don't know any other way. There's no other way. We only know this. Yes, you might say permissible. Permissible for them to dress like this or to go here. Yes, we don't live in permissibility. We live on Shariat. We live according to Sunnat. If it's not the Sunnat, it's something besides Sunnat. And with the Sunnat, I'll be rewarded. We only know the Sunnat in our home. Our children only know the Sunnat. That's our pride. We are proudly Ummatis. We are proudly Ummatis. Just South Africans, proudly Ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Believe in Iman, believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All His sunnats. This is what you believe in. And you follow it. Entire creation is blind. Whatever they may say, this is nice or that is not nice, I see what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has to say. If he'll be proud of me, as a Fatima will be proud of me, radiallahu anha, because her deen, her style, her fashion, her Hassan, her Hussein, their style, their fashion, is still Qiyamah. Not only till Qiyamah, till Jannat. Till Jannat. If I want my child to wake up on the day of Qiyamah wearing anything besides the kurta, then dress them up besides kurta now. I will tell our children, that Qiyamah's day I'll hold your kurta. But they're not wearing the kurta. They're wearing the burqa. Illa mashallah, Allah give tawfiq. There's only dress we know. There's only style we have. Qiyamah's day I'm going to hold on to the kurta of yours, oh beta. You're going to wear it now. The degree is not going to help you. The school is not going to help you. The speeches aren't going to help you. Your training is not going to help you. It's not going to help you. Your Quran will help you. And me also. Your Quran is going to help you and it's going to help me. You are my investment for life. Right till you hold my hand and walk into Jannat. Not into the sunset. It's all a deception. Happy forever after. That's why it's called a fairy tale. It's nice to know. But no reality. Till we walk into Jannat together. This is what I am making a tarbiyat for. The Qiyamah's day you're going to stand for me. And you're going to read. You're going to read your door before Allah and hold my hand and climb the stages of Jannah. You belong to Allah, you belong to Allah. Firm belief in Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا Quran says, who's the believers? Lam yartabu. After they have iman in Allah, we heard and we obey. Thumma lam yartabu. Then they have no doubt. They have no doubt this is the only way. Whether 21st century, 22nd century, Sharia is al-Qiyamah. Sharia doesn't need a facelift. It doesn't need to be modernized. Sharia is final till Qiyamah. Simple, straightforward Shariat, nothing complicated, is right till the morning of Qiyamah, right till Jannat. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came with the best fashion, the best way of life, most beautiful, most easy. Most beautiful, most easy. Ajmal, Ashal, Akmal, and most perfect. I'm a perfectionist, perfection is Sunnat. I'm a perfectionist, I got OCD, that is Sunnat. My child looks perfect when he's just like a Sahabi. I feel perfect when I'm just like a Sahabiya. My husband also the same. Not weekend garb is different. Weekend dressing is, the child is confused. And naturally, they'll take to dunya because we're made from sand. So we like sand. We like dunya. Naturally, we'll take to it. The food for the soul comes from the sky, and the food for the body comes from the ground. The ground is stuck. We are stuck to the ground, therefore we have to speak about akhirat. Till the ruh gets enough ghidha and nutrition for akhirat that he begins to love it. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَعْبُوا, they have no doubt. This is the only way of life. We only find happiness in this. Many people say, we came into deen, now we're fighting more. Definitely will happen. The fight will be more. Because shaitan won't be the friend anymore. Non-Muslims, they are happy, they are. They're having nice holidays, they're going out. And they don't even worship Allah, modern people. Because they know shaitan to trouble them. One time shaitan was relaxing. When Wali of Allah passed to shaitan, you relaxing? How come you taking a break? He said, what must I do? You insan took over my job. You're influencing people to do the wrong things. So, I got no work now. I've already got enough agents. So when it comes to dunya, we all be on the same page. When it comes to deen, then shaitan will make difficult. Then, it will make the hearts differ. The minds differ. Doubt. Quran says, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَا. Then they have no doubt. This is the way we chose. Allah has chosen this way for us. This is the way we want to live. This is our life. Deen. The whole family can say, this one can say, we don't say anything back. We do what we have to do. Our journey is to akhirat. I'm going to go alone in the qabr. No parents are going to come with me. No mother-in-law. No sister-in-law. Nobody's coming. I'm going alone. I have to answer. I have to answer, how did you take care of your family and your children and your iman and your taqwa? What did you do? It's all about you, you. It's like how in dunya also, it's about me, me. Qabr will be you, you. How do you fare now? ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. They have no doubt thereafter. Firm iman. وَجَاهِدُوا وَجَاهِدُوا بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ أَنفُسِكُمْ بِسَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And they strive in the path of Allah with their wealth and their lives. That's what they prepare the children. They give your life in the path of Allah. Whether for salah, wherever we are right now in the world, salah comes first. Dead breaks of taqwa and iman. Whether we're going somewhere, and the children will hear in the car, mother is telling the father, where are we going to stop for namaz? You have to get your salah or jamaat in the masjid, plan the trip accordingly. Or the father is telling the wife also, make sure you carry on musalla. Read yaseen in the car, read the du'as. Children are picking up. My father used to always go out of his way to go to the masjid, perform his salah or jamaat, as far as possible. There is no doubt my success is in salah. Little qurbani, yes, we are musafir. Little qurbani, I make Allah will give more. Doesn't mean we're free from the house of Allah. Make mujahada, with the wealth, spread in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ulama say, how much you're spending on shopping? You give the equal amount, given charity. They say, how the shopping will stop also? How are you going to answer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? One is zaruriyat, then israf, then tabdeer, and our children are seeing. What is israf? Israf, ulama explain, is to spend things on necessities but extra. Extra necessities. Israf, we don't need it, we're just keeping it. We're going to the malls to see what we can buy. Like how South Africans, we eat so we don't get hungry. So we go shopping to see what we can buy. And tabdeer, to spend wealth on non-necessities, what we don't need. Just fill this corner up, put one vase there, put one frame there, hang something here, put something extra, put some plastic plants in the bathroom, put some doilies. Tabdeer, vanity, opulence. Quran says, those that have this in their life, they are the brothers of shaitan. Allah hates shaitan. He's going to Jahannam. And children are picking up. They are seeing all these things. And they'll take it to a different level. They will take it to a different level altogether. How they will spend, how they spend their wealth and their lives and their talents, they will pick up from us. Then the objection can come thereafter. But I did everything right. But then too, they're still opposing me. They're not doing what we taught them. إِنَّمَا أَوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً. Your wealth and your children are a test for you. As Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah would say, parents made the correct effort. Brought the children up on deen. Not the deen that I think is deen, very important. Not the deen that I sketched out for myself. We're doing certain things so I'm Muslim. The deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the deen of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, that's the deen. Not the deen I feel I'm doing a few things, I'm in deen, that's Islam. This Islam has to become iman. I know what is right and I do it. And even the challenging moment, whole dunya can say they're dumb, they're deaf, they're blind. They're not going to help me. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. So the test will come also. And then, as Hakim Sahib would say, that when the children, so to say, will go off the track, as we say, then the test is for the parent, not for the child. The test is for the parent, not for the child. Today we must understand this. Then we have a go at the child. What's wrong with you? What we didn't give you? What we didn't teach you? Oh parent, the test is for you right now. The child has become a test for you. If you're going to pass the test, the child will pass the test. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَتَمَّهُنْ. Allah Ta'ala said, remember the time that his Rabb, the Rabb of Ibrahim alayhi salam, tested him in every way. فَتَمَّهُنْ. He passed with flying colors. Then he said, Ya Allah, my progeny create imams. The parent will pass, Allah will give him or her children that become imams of deen. The parent did it right still. The parent did it right, made sabr, made tarbiyat, was kind, was compassionate, was soft. What you will get through softness, it only create beauty. Harshness will create defect, will create flaws. Harsh with the children will create flaws, defects. Softness to them, but firmness will create beauty. Hadith Sharif says. The test of the parent is on right now. How are you going to react? If you're going to react correctly and do things according to Sunnah, fulfilling the command of Allah, as Hakim Sahib would say, rahimahullah, the child might go off, but the tarbiyat was correct, foundation was solid, the trunk of the tree was solid, the branches became crooked. But he says, end of the day, the fruits will come out sweet. The child will come back to deen. The child matures, it will understand, my mother and father were right. They did it the right way. But maturity will come. The test will come for the parent. Allah give us understanding. Nobody mastered parenthood, but we tried with dua. We're going to pick up our amal, and our iman, and our tarbiyat, our taqwa. We're going to take our time, our dua every day. After every salah, tasbih, fatimi, we have to read also. And our du'as, wazifas, blow on the children. Our Quran tilawat, our dhikr, the way we speak, sometimes on the phone, they are listening also. We are commonly the young boys when they speak among themselves. Big things they are talking because here their father speaking on the phone in the car. So they pick up very quickly. So our amal for the day, that has to be checked also. Then we raise our hands and make du'a. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding and teach us how to be real Muslim parents. That we make tarbiyat and we have children that are true believers in Allah and take deen to every corner of the world. May Allah Ta'ala accept. Subhanakallah, alhamdulillah, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.